I have this different. This is an interview on the 30th of September, 1965, with Miss Hilda Perks at her home on Mount Newton Crossroad in Saanich. Right. Now, Miss Perks, first of all, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood in Watford, England? Your first memories of your home, your mother, your brother.
No, I can't. That was too early in life, because I wouldn't remember about that. My first memories are of our home in London.
Oh, could you tell me a bit about that, then?
Well,
where did you live in London?
We lived on Baker Street, just off Portman Square. Let me see now. I don't just know what would interest you about it. I think we lived a very normal life for English children of that date. We had a cottage in the New Forest where we went for all our holidays, and where all our animals, very precious to us, rabbits and dogs and cats and our ponies were kept. And my brothers were at boarding school, and as soon as they came home for the holidays, we always went straight down to the New Forest to Minstead.
Well, what was the house like in London, as you remember it?
Well, it was a very nice house. It was very large, and it had a lovely staircase that went up it was all painted white, and then it had a red stair carpet, and we had the nursery upstairs.
How old would you be about that time, by the way?
Well, my first memory, I suppose I would have been about six. When we were first living in London, and I went to school in London, and then later on we lived in Paris for 3 years, and I went to a French school then, just a little French kindergarten.
You say we lived in Paris.
My mother.
Oh, I
see. And my younger brother, George, didn't come over so much for the holidays as Ted did. Mm. He came, and we lived there for 3 years, and always came back to England for the school holidays. And when we were down in the forest, I remember that much better, because I was so fond of all the animals there. And we used to hunt 5 days a week, my brothers and I, on our ponies.
Oh, wow.
Just, you know, the ordinary life of English children. We each had our ponies. George, as he grew older, had a lovely Arab mare, Jane, that he was very fond of. And then he had a black cob by the name of Satan that he used to ride, that was a very naughty and mischievous pony. And we used to hunt with the deerhounds and the foxhounds. And then sometimes we used to go out with the beagles as well. Then we had our own terriers, and of course we used to hunt the rabbits, which we weren't allowed to do, and had great fun being chased by keepers all over the forest. But we used to love it, and I don't think we ever did any harm. We always went out with them, and we thought we were doing a great deal of good, but I don't think we did either.
Was your father quite a sportsman?
Oh, yes, he was very fond of animals, and he used to hunt a great deal, too. Not always with the New Forest packs, because there wasn't very much in the way of jumping there. They were mostly in the rides in the forest, you know. It was not quite like the hunting with the bigger packs in the more in Leicestershire and Hertfordshire, where they had a different kind of country. There wasn't very much cultivated land in the forest, so there were not the jumps that men would like so much. But it was an ideal place for children.
Do you remember any of your neighbours? I'm thinking in this fashion. Were there any people you knew in England with whom you later came in contact here in Victoria or on
the prairies? No, nobody. We didn't know anybody when we came to Canada. Well, I expect George has told you that he came out to the Berkenstein mm-hmm. farm and that part, and that is why my mother and I came out to Canada. Mm-hmm. And...
I want to speak to you a little bit more about England, though.
Before
we come to that period. Well, what was the... You speak of your cottage at the... or in the New Forest. What was that like?
Oh, it was a dearest cottage. We were tenants of the Harcourts. And this little cottage was facing the village green. And we had a lovely garden and the stables for the animals, for the our ponies, mm-hmm. and all... it was very pretty, the whole of the New Forest. I couldn't very well describe it to you if you haven't been there, but they have huge plantations with rides all the way down where we used to ride as children, and it was beautiful.
Lovely.
And lovely moors with deep heather and gorse, and we used to race our ponies along the tracks.
Oh, lovely.
It was a beautiful life for children, and we used to enjoy the holidays. And then we were not so far from Milford, and we used to go for long picnics in our little governess cart. We had a very nice groom who used to drive us. And we'd go to Milford for the whole day and swim there and lovely warm sands.
Oh, marvelous.
And that, we thought, was simply wonderful.
As it would be.
As it would be with the pony.
Well, now, what was your father doing at this time? Did he still have the department store?
He didn't have that, at least not... during my lifetime. He had retired then. And he wasn't doing anything. He was just living a retired life in London.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't... I don't remember. I think he must have sold his interest in the store before I was born. I don't remember anything about that.
Well, now, how much older was George than you?
5 years.
I see. And... Ted, that was
your... Ted came in the middle. Ted was the middle one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are some of your recollections of General Perks as a young boy?
As a boy? Well, I'm sorry. He was, I don't know quite how you would describe him. I don't think he was a mischievous boy or a naughty boy at all.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't fond of school, and he loved games, he loved animals, and he was very fond of hunting. And I think he was fond of all kinds of sport. He was just an ordinary, normal schoolboy. Not particularly clever, not brilliant at school,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think he was very fond of lessons, like most English boys.
Mm.
But he was quite interested, even as a boy, in politics, and he used to follow the elections very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fond of most outdoor things. He loved his pony, and he was fond of the dogs, and he was very fond of the country.
Did he ever get into any scrapes or anything of that nature?
Not in the holidays. No, I don't think he did. You see, his time was rather occupied because we'd start off early in the morning for the meet, and we'd get back at after the long day of hunting. We'd get back probably in the evening, 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening. They hadn't much time to get into mischief.
How would a boy like that earn his weekly allowance, shall we say? Or did you have a weekly allowance?
Oh, yes, he had his pocket money, but in those days... they didn't really do anything, not in the way that they do now to earn money. Mm-hmm. They always had, I don't remember how much they used to have as pocket money, but he certainly never did any work for it. Because in those days there were always servants, and one didn't do that. It was quite different Canadian life in our childhood.
You had servants, I take it, at home?
Oh, yes. We always had three servants and then the two men outside. So that there weren't chores in the same way. I mean, we fed our dogs, and that was all we did, and fed our rabbits. But apart from that, we never looked after the ponies.
Did he express or show an interest as a boy in military affairs that you remember?
Oh, yes, I'd say he did. He was always interested in his school corps, and he would, if things had been different, no joke, he would have gone to Sandhurst. He was always keen on the army. Mm-hmm. The army and politics, I always remember, were his two great interests as a boy.
Did he show any interest in law?
No, not the slightest. None at all. No, I don't think that ever entered his head.
Had there been any discussion that you can remember with respect to Canada prior to his actually coming over, but I mean as a young man, as a young boy?
Oh no, there was never any thought in those days that he would leave England, I'm sure. He had no thought, as far as I know, and I don't think my parents had any thought of Canada whatever.
You mentioned for 3 years that you and your mother were living in Paris. Well, now, could you describe to me your own education at this time? George or General Perks would be going...
He was at Berkhamsted, and Ted was at Berkhamsted, too. The two boys were at Berkhamsted. Mm-hmm. And when I was small, I went to Baker Street. That's a Church of England school in London.
On Baker Street?
On Baker Street, yes.
I see.
Quite near our home. Mm-hmm. I went there when I was small, and then I was at Cheltenham College afterwards.
How do you spell that, Cheltenham, just for the secretary?
Oh, Cheltenham.
Where was
Cheltenham
that?
Cheltenham College in Worcestershire. It's the biggest, one of the biggest girls' colleges in England.
I see.
Cheltenham College.
What did you take there? What would this be, just a general education for girls?
Oh, just general education, and while I was there, I took the senior Oxford. I don't know how it would be equivalent to your education.
It would be certainly, by the time you finished it, it would be college entrance or university.
Yes,
entrance.
I suppose it would, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it would be that.
Did you and General Perks... while you were young people growing up...
Yes?
...ever discuss your future, what you might do, what you wanted to do, what your hopes might be?
No, I don't think we did in a way. Of course, George always hoped to be in the army.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one thing that he wished to be. But I don't think at that time he had any idea of farming. And I don't think he was particularly keen on that.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he couldn't go to Sandhurst, he told you about Berkhamsted Farm, of course,
mm-hmm.
being connected with his school.
Mm-hmm.
And the headmaster thought it would be a very good thing if both my brothers came out to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And George, when he did come, I think he got quite interested in farming there. And, of course, he was fond of horses, always very fond of horses. And he enjoyed that part of it.
Before we leave England, could you tell me something about your mother, as you remember her?
Oh, well...
What was she like physically, for example?
Oh, she was very pretty. She was very pretty as a young woman, and very full of life, and very energetic. She was fond of... Well, I think she was fond of almost everything, you know, in the ordinary way. Uh-huh. She always loved gardening, and she was very interested in the education of her children, and she was fond of... fond of social life.
Well, now, I got the impression from General Perks that she tended to be rather retiring insofar as social activities are concerned.
No, it never struck me as that.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't think she was. She was not shy, but I don't think you'd call her retiring, really.
Mm-hmm. What would it be like at home, as you remember it, on holidays and that sort of thing? I'm trying to get some picture of home life at this period.
The school holidays?
No, not necessarily. For example, Christmas or
Christmas.
Easter or what have you.
Well, Christmas. Of course, in those days we didn't have nearly so many holidays as you have out here. It was mostly Christmas and Easter, and of course just our ordinary children's birthday parties. Mm-hmm. Christmas, sometimes we used to stay in London for just over Christmas and go to the pantomimes. And
oh, yes.
Then used to go to my uncle's. They were both clergymen in London. And we used to go down to the clergy house and have tea there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had our friends, our children friends in London, and we used to go out with them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would go down to the forest. We'd pack up and take our animals down to the forest. Mm-hmm. And then we would have, if the weather was not too hard, we would just have our usual hunting and riding the ponies and driving about.
Mm-hmm.
Going out a fair amount, and then for Easter, we always spent Easter at the cottage and went to the little village church, of course. And then again, we had just the ordinary life with the animals.
Were there any family traditions of any sort that you remember? Sometimes families have... certain things that they do just within the family. There may be family traditions or family jokes or what have you. Can you remember anything of this nature? Anything peculiar to your own family that might have been practiced by your own family?
No, I don't think I can, really. I don't think that there was anything specially interesting in that way. No, I don't think there was, really. Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything.
Were there many books in the house, by the way?
Oh, yes, we were all fond of reading.
All
of us. I think all of us were fond of reading. I don't know that George was quite so fond of it as Ted and myself. We were always very fond of books of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
But I think George was more of an outdoor type, perhaps, and didn't read as much. I don't remember him reading very much as a boy.
Who were his best friends, as you remember?
Well, mostly boys from his school, but I don't remember now the names of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because both my brothers, I think, were friendly nature at school, and they had lots of their school friends.
Was it typical for some of his friends to come home over the weekend or over the holidays?
No, not very much, because the distance was too far in those days. Occasionally he would have a friend for the weekend or to come. You see, they were at boarding school and we were in London, so they couldn't come in
mm-hmm.
in that way.
Mm-hmm.
It was only during the holidays.
Mm-hmm. When the time came for General Perks to make his decision with respect to his future life, do you think he felt it rather keenly? That he couldn't go to Sandhurst?
Oh, yes, I think he was very disappointed that he didn't go to Sandhurst and that he was not in our own army. I think he would have liked to have been in England, but when once he got to Canada, he was perfectly happy.
What did you think of his going, the idea of his going, when you heard about it?
When I heard about it? Well, I don't think I liked it very much, because both my brothers went, and I was rather lonely without them.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't particularly keen to come to Canada myself, because I love England.
Mm-hmm. Did you know much about England? I mean, was this quite a surprise to you, or had this idea been building up?
Oh, no, it was quite a surprise. It was quite a surprise. I think, really, what made my mother decide was a friend who knew Canada rather well and thought that my brothers might get into trouble and get into mischief if they were so young to be on their own. And so she thought she had better come out to Canada and look after them. And I think that was the only reason that she left England. She was always fond of England.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always, she always looked upon it as her home. I don't think she really ever settled in Canada.
Mm-hmm. I suppose, sir, there are no letters at all that you have written by your brother.
Well, I gave George all the letters that I had.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, that was more, I think they were all up
World War I.
From the war,
that's
weren't
right.
they? I think
yeah.
there were, I don't think that any were kept before that time.
What impression did you get of Canada from his letters, as you might remember? Did you get the impression that he was happy?
Oh, yes, I think he was quite happy. Oh, yes, I'm quite sure he was happy. And he was interested in his work, and then he was very keen to take up his homestead. Don't think he liked it much when he got there, but still. And then we came out, and I think he got rather bored and restless and thought that the Northwest Mountain would be much more exciting life than he was having.
Well, now, what year did you come out, roughly? I should know this, but I forget.
1910, I think it was. I mean, that's roughly.
Mm-hmm. And he would have been out some 2 years prior to that.
Yes, I imagine he came out,
I think in 1908.
Yes, I should think it would be 2 years, 2 years before that he came.
Now, you say that, as far as you remember, your mother wanted to come out to Canada in part to look after him, make sure he didn't get into any mischief.
Any mischief. You see, my two brothers were out then. Ted had come out, and
I
he
see.
Was at the Berkhamsted School, and then he took up the homestead next to George.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother didn't like the idea of them being out there alone, because we looked upon it as completely in the wilds and the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it was rather in those days. And they had nobody to look after them.
Mm-hmm. And you came too?
Yes, I came along too.
Well, now, how old were you at that time?
I was 17.
Did you bring much of the family furniture out, by the way?
No, we didn't. It was too expensive. We brought, all we really brought was the family silver, which has been in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, as far as I remember, that was the only thing that we brought out with us. I don't think there was anything else.
Is the family silver still in the family, by the way?
Oh, yes.
It is?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have most of it in the dining room.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, of course, that goes to John, my nephew.
Do you have any family portraits of your mother or father or grandmother?
Well, only the ones I gave to George. I show you some of my mother, but unfortunately, so much has been burned.
Now, you mentioned so much had been burned. Was there a fire in the family?
No, there wasn't. But in the last years of my mother's life, she was getting rather, she was 98, and she was her mind had more or less gone, you know, and she seemed to have a mania for always burning up all the photographs and letters and things.
Oh, no.
I don't know why, but I had a most lovely collection of photographs, snapshots, 5 or 6 albums, but they must have been burnt because I couldn't find any for George, except those few.
Oh.
Which is a great pity because I had so many of the forest and of our early life, and quite a number of my brothers when they were boys. But I'm afraid they've gone. I've hunted everywhere for them.
Well, now, what were your impressions of the Canadian prairies when you came out in 1910? This must have been a shock to you, I'm sure.
Well, I think I thought it was terribly lonely and very wild, but I really rather enjoyed it. And the year that we were in Alberta, I certainly enjoyed very much. I loved the riding. I had my pony there, and of course my brothers were there, and we really, I thought it was very interesting.
What was different about it? I mean, when you actually got there from
the village? Oh, everything, everything I think was completely different. The loneliness struck me as being rather peculiar, but then there were some friends my brother's friends, they had been at school at Berkhamsted, and they lived about 5 miles away, and we used to see quite a lot of them. They were a big family.
Would that be the Baileys?
The Baileys, yes.
Uh-huh.
And we saw quite a lot of them, and we had quite good times, and enjoyed it thoroughly.
What sort of a house would you be living in when you first came?
When we first came, it was a little tiny log cabin. Very small and very cold, I remember.
Uh-huh.
And so my mother had quite a nice house built, much bigger and very comfortable, a log house.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said that she would have it built. This would be with her own money.
With her own money.
Uh-huh.
Then
uh-huh.
She had that built, and it was rather a pretty house and quite warm and nice.
On whose section would she build it? On
George's? On George's, yes. She built it on George's section. Then, of course, he decided that he didn't like homesteading, and he went off and joined the mounted police.
Well, when you met him again in the prairies, that is to say, when you came
yes.
from England, what changes did you notice in him?
Well, I don't think he changed at all. Except that he was bigger,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think he had changed very much from what he was as a boy. He was still very young and very boyish.
Mm-hmm. And what about I'm trying to refresh my memory here. When you came out, you would be still living together as a family for at least a year, perhaps more, before he went off to the mounted police, were you not?
Yes, I think we came out in September. I think it was just a year. As far as I remember, it was just a year.
What did you do yourself when you were there, you and your mother? Were you concerned primarily with keeping house?
Keeping house, you
mm-hmm.
know, and just the ordinary things, cooking and looking after the house and doing the things indoors.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing. Nothing outside to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have a. There was no garden. It was all prairie.
Mm-hmm. Did you get in any? You mentioned riding. Did you get in any hunting or anything of that nature?
No. We used to ride, and my other brother Ted was very fond of riding.
Mm-hmm.
He was very fond of horses too, and we used to ride, and we used to go down to the Clearwater River, and there was a nice backwater there where we used to swim a lot.
Mm-hmm. What about your social life? And I'm thinking here not only of your own, but the social life of your family on the prairies at this time. This would be a pioneering...
Well, there wasn't really any social life at all, except with our friends, the Baileys. There were no other people near us.
Oh, is that right?
No, it was very isolated. I think the nearest people I used to ride down and get the mail where they had... I think they had a little store. I'm not sure if they had, but that was some miles away on the other side of the Clearwater River.
How far would that be, roughly? 2 or 3 or 5 or 10?
I think it was about 5 miles.
What was the nearest town, by the way?
Well, I suppose Red Deer would have been the nearest.
I see. Now, when General Crooks decided to join the RCMP, did he announce this to the family, or did he just join up, or how?
No, he talked it over, and he decided he really didn't want to go on farming, and Ted didn't want to farm either. Ted was never fond of farming. I don't think either of them were cut out for that kind of life.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't what they wanted. And then George joined up with the Northwest Mounted, and of course the war came so quickly after that.
Wouldn't this be somewhat upsetting to your mother, who had just built a
very
large house?
Oh, yes, I think she was very disappointed, really, although she didn't like the life at all in Alberta.
Could you tell me more about that aspect of it? Your mother's reaction?
Well, of course, she missed the life in England. It was such a complete change, and I suppose that at her age it was much more difficult for her to adapt herself to that kind of life.
Mm-hmm.
She was used to living in London and going to, naturally, concerts and theatres and lectures, mm-hmm. and she missed all that. She missed her library, she missed her friends and my relations in England, and she had never been used to doing any work.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very difficult position for her,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think she was at all happy then.
Well, it was shortly after he joined the Mounties, I believe, that you and your mother decided to come to Victoria.
We came to Vancouver first. A great friend of one of my cousins in England had written to mother and from Vancouver, and I think he persuaded her to come to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And that was why we came to Vancouver. And then he afterwards moved to Victoria. He didn't live here. He was just staying on a visit from England. And he moved to Victoria, and mother liked Victoria so very much better than Vancouver, so we moved over.
Mm-hmm. When would that be? Do you remember?
I think it would be about 1940. I'm not sure if it was before the war. Yes, I think it... Oh, yes, it must have been before the war, because George was in the police. It would be about 1912, 1913.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where did you live when you first came to Victoria?
We lived at Kerrisdale.
That would be in Vancouver.
Vancouver. When we first came to Victoria, we lived on Oxford Street.
Did you buy a house or rent one?
Well, I think we rented.
Mm-hmm.
I think we must have rented. I don't think Mother would have bought. Mm-hmm. No, I imagine we rented a house there.
Mm-hmm. And sometime, or just about this time, I believe, you started to teach.
I was teaching at St. George's School for a year.
Was that a school for girls?
Yes, girls' private school. I think... And now that it is, I don't think it still exists,
mm-hmm.
but it was a girls' private school then.
Mm-hmm.
So I taught there for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother was very lonely, so we moved out to the Cedar Hill Road then.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I got interested in farming.
Yes, and I understand you did very well at it, too. Could you tell me a bit about this,
no,
for example... Did you leave the school when you moved out?
Oh, yes. I left the school. Mm-hmm. I left the school, and we moved out to the Cedar Hill Road, and then I gradually got... We had, I think, it was about 6 acres there, mm-hmm. and then we gradually got... I bought a cow and gradually increased. And I was always very fond of animals.
Uh-huh. Where precisely would this be on Cedar Hill? Was it Cedar Hill Road or Cedar Hill Crossroads?
Cedar Hill Road. Not the crossroad where the church is, not the crossroad that runs down to Shelburne. Mm-hmm. I think it's all built up now.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any land left there mm-hmm. where we were at first.
Do you remember any other roads around there that you might... I'm trying to get the locality out.
Shelburne ran at the bottom, that's and right. then there was Pear Street that ran along on one side of it.
Mm-hmm. Alongside your farm?
No, there was a house between, I think. Mm-hmm. I think we had 6 acres there, as far as I remember. Mm.
With a farmhouse on it?
With a farmhouse, uh-huh. yes.
And this you would buy, not rent?
No, we rented it.
Oh, you rented it?
We rented it. We rented it.
Do you remember?
No, I haven't the least uh-huh. idea. No, I couldn't tell you the man's name.
Now, at this time, George would still be in the Mounties up in the Yukon.
No, by that time he would be overseas with the second CMRs.
Well, when he came to Victoria with the second CMRs, would you be living on Oxford Street?
We were on Oxford Street then.
I see.
We were on Oxford Street when he was at the Willows with the CMRs. That was the year that I was teaching at St. George's. And then after they went away, when I was teaching there, I was away all day, and Mother got very lonely, so she wanted me to be at home with her. Both my brothers were overseas, and she was very worried about them. Uh-huh. And that's why I gave up the teaching and had my animals, because I could be at home all the time mm-hmm. with her.
Well, now, you could do this on the family income, I take it.
Oh, yes.
With the farm, now, aside from your love of animals, you had never had much to do with the farm, I take it.
Oh, no, I didn't know anything about it.
This interests me, no end. Well, how did you go about it? Was this your mother's idea?
It was my idea. My mother's idea was that she wanted me to be at home with her because she was so worrying about my brothers both mm-hmm. being away, and they were both wounded, and she used to worry. So I thought the only thing I could do was to have the cows, but I didn't know how to milk or how to go about it. And of course I started milking on the wrong side, not knowing which side I should milk a cow.
I didn't know there was a right side myself.
Yes, you always milk on the right side.
Oh,
but
wow.
I went to milk the poor cow on the left side, and I got many, many kicks in those days.
But I'm sorry, go on. I was going to say, why is there a difference in the sides?
Well, I don't know, but they're always milked on the right side, and they very much resent anybody trying to milk them on the other side. Anyway, my cows resented it bitterly, so I learnt to milk the hard way.
And you would sell this milk commercially, I take it?
We sold it, yes. Mr. King, who used to, in those days, used to call for the milk. Mm-hmm. And I sold the milk for my two cows mm-hmm. to him.
How big did your herd get to be?
In later years, mm-hmm. after we'd moved from Victoria.
Well, during the war.
During the First War, mm-hmm. I think I had about 5 at the most mm-hmm. then. And then, of course, after that, we moved out to North Saanich.
Mm-hmm.
We moved out there and had 40 acres. And then, of course, I got far more cows. Then I was doing quite well and getting quite interested in pedigree stock. Mm-hmm. And we moved out to North Saanich then, and we were there for years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what I'll do right now, Miss Burks, is end the interview with you at about the time where I am with General Perks and interviewing
yes.
him, and then I'd very much like to interview again
once
I get further along in the story.
Yes, come out whenever you like, won't you?
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
I'm sorry.